You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Today we'll talk about Easter, the resurrection, what the resurrection is all about. The prayer for all of us here today is makonek po natin what the resurrection means to our everyday life. The resurrection is not just another day to celebrate dahil walang pasok nung Thursday, Friday, kundi it's really something that's very central to every Christian. Pag sinabi mong Kristiyano ka, dapat nakasalalay tayo doon sa nangyari, doon sa resurrection 2,000 years ago. And so we'll look at that today. Because sadly, through the years, what happened? As Easter was being preached, later on, a new message emerged. Kaya nga ngayon, pag tinanong mga bata, what is Easter to you? Most of them would say, it's about a bunny and an egg. Right now, I know this might come from a pagan practice, but the Christians actually use it to redeem the culture. Right? Yung egg daw, yun daw yung picture ng empty tomb. All right? And so they would try to, what the world was teaching, the Christians were trying to actually tell the gospel story through this. Parang Christmas yan, no? Na pwede mo namang redeem ang isang holiday and make it to the Lord. Kasi araw-araw naman si Lord namang gumawa, no? And so we can actually redeem things like this that is happening today. And so we want to go back and say, Lord, what does resurrection mean? How does it apply to me? Lord, how would the resurrection change my life? Now, let's look at the text that was read earlier in Matthew 28. Okay? Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. This was after 3 days. They went and visited the tomb of Jesus, and they thought that the Jesus body was still there. Hindi sila maniwala na magre-resurrect nga si Lord. Parang imposible. They've never seen a resurrection happen. This is the first resurrection that ever happened. And so for them, it was like impossible. So they were going there and they were visiting. They went to see the tomb. They didn't come there to worship a risen king. They went to pay homage to someone who's dead. And so they went there and behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. Now, let me tell you the context nung empty tomb. At the time, because there were news that the disciples might steal the body, what the Roman government did was they had soldiers, not just one, but around maybe 4 to 6 soldiers posted 24/7. And they sealed the tomb and they used a stone that you cannot move easily and you need a battalion to actually move it. No? So impossible to na magkaroon ng nakawan ng katawan ni Jesus dito because they were heavily guarded. They had to guard it with all their lives. And so when an angel came and showed himself to the guards, ano sabi sa Bible? The Roman soldiers who were very barbaric became like dead men. Natakot, tapos parang namatay sila, parang nanigas lang sila, no? They don't know what to do because here was a supernatural being that showed up. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Two responses that we see here. First, yung mga sundalo, no? They had great fear and they became like dead men. While the women, sila Mary, okay, parang banda yun, no? Right? Magandang banda tayo, no? Mary, right? Mary, when they saw the angel, they had great fear, but at the same time, what? Great joy. Now, how could you explain something like that? Yung mga sundalo na takot, nanigas. Yung mga babae na takot, natuwa. So I was preparing this. I go, kailan ba ako na-feel ko yung great fear and great joy at the same time? Naalala ko, I think, only once in my life. I was dating my wife. Not yet my wife at that time. Nag-star city kami. Pagpunta namin sa Star City, meron doon, papasok ka, lalakad ka, tapos marami nang gugulat sa'yo. There was great fear. Biglang nung nanggulat, may yumakap sa akin, si Tammy. There was great joy. All right, at the same time. All right? So it was great fear and great joy. Yun lang yung malala kong great fear and great joy. No? But really, what that meant was, there was a fear because this is for the first time. Someone that I know who was alive, I saw him crucified, dead, buried, wrapped around with clothes, and now he's alive again. We've never experienced something like this. So there was great fear na, totoo yung sinasabi ni Jesus, mabubuhay nga siya. But there was great joy. Yes, totoo. Nangyari nga. Kasi yung mga disciples at that time, takot na takot. Tumatago sila, baka patayin sila eh. Kasi baka sabihin, ninako nila yung katawan ni Jesus. And so, at that time, sobrang sikat ng mga 12 disciples sa kanil Jesus. Ngayon namatay yung founder nila, takot sila eh. So nagkulong sila sa isang kwarto. There was great fear and there was great joy at the same time because they understand that, wow, totoo nga, pwede natin panghawakan yung sinabi ni Lord. Una, nagdududa pa tayo. Yun, nabuhay pala. So there was great fear and great joy. When it comes to the resurrection, as what I said, there's two options. Now, it doesn't matter whether you believe that Jesus is alive or not. Some of you might be here, you're saying, I don't believe in Jesus. Impossible yon. Now, it doesn't matter what you believe. Jesus is alive. Now, you can debate that he's not alive. It's okay. You can debate forever. He is alive. If you have a problem, you debate with God. Okay? Not with me. But I'll post in Facebook tonight a blog article on the evidences of the resurrection. Pero para sa akin, parang di na pinag-uusapan yan. Buhay si Lord. Kung ayaw mo maniwala na buhay si Lord, buhay si Lord. Di ba? Parang walang ano eh. And it is something that's not even debatable because Jesus is alive. And if you would see the evidences of the resurrection, magugulat ka. In fact, I have one later that I'll share to you of why he is alive. Now, si Paul, now let me jump up from Matthew 28, punta tayo sa 1 Corinthians 15. Paul was writing about the resurrection. And he says this, that the resurrection is of utmost and first importance to the Christian faith. Sabi niya, pag ang resurrection hindi totoo, kung di totoo ang Easter, ba't tayo nandito? Kung di totoo ang Easter, ba't pa tayo mag-worship sa isang patay na Diyos? You don't worship a dead God. You need to worship a God who is alive. In 1 Corinthians 15, let us go through this. It says, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received." So Paul was saying, this is of first importance. That Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scripture. That he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scripture. Paul was saying, this is of first importance. Sabihin, kahit anong problema mo, importante to. Gusto mo magpa-counseling, eto, kailangan mo muna nating i-deal. Do you believe that Jesus is alive? You see, if you think that Jesus is not alive, there's no point in talking. There's no point in solving the problem. Because the only solution to your problem is finding that life in Christ. And if you think that life in a dead Christ would change you, it won't. Why? He's dead. But he is alive. And so everything I do, all the ministry that you'll receive, it is because of this first importance. Christ came, died, buried, and was resurrected on the third day. Now, if you have a problem with that, Paul was saying, I can't do anything about it. There will be no change. There will be no transformation that would happen. Bakit? Di ka niniwala na buhay si Lord eh. Ang hirap, di ba? Gusto mo preachan yung isang tao about Christ pero hindi siya niniwala na buhay si Lord? So wala na, di ba? Tapos ang usapan. So Paul was saying, no, this is of first importance. This is important to the Christian faith. And then he says, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. So sabi niya, he appeared to who? Cephas. Then he appeared to the 12. Then, if you don't want to believe, he appeared to 500 men. You want the list? I'll email it to you. Paul was saying, at the time, no other literature or history would be so bold enough to say, may problema ka? Punta mo si Cephas. May problema ka? Punta mo yung 12 disciples. Tanong mo. Kita nila eh. Ayaw mo maniwala kasi masyado silang close. Kasi punta mo yung 500 men. Yung mga brothers natin. Nasa hood yan. Di ba? You go there. and talked to more than 500 plus people who saw Jesus alive. In short, he was naming names already. Parang tulad ng genealogy ni Jesus, sinasabi niya, dito to yan. Dito to si Jesus. Dito to na nabuhay siya ng ganun. Naku, nagbigay ng pangalan. Specific names. Si ganito, si ganyan, si ganito, si ganyan. Sobrang bold nila magsulat ng pangalan dahil alam nila totoo. And so they wrote down these names and said, Jesus is alive. You want to ask now, some of them are dead, so don't go to the dead because they won't answer, but you go to people who are alive and ask them if Jesus was actually real. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there's no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified about God that he raised Christ whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. In short, sinasabi lang ni Paul, useless lahat to pag hindi buhay si Lord. Useless lahat ng ginagawa ko dito. Itong pagsulat ko, useless to. Kung patay lang din si Lord. Jesus is alive. He was saying, this is important. You see, even though Jesus was a good teacher, the foundation of our faith is not on his teachings when he was in the New Testament and preaching to the crowds. Though Jesus was a great miracle worker, ang foundation ng Christianity, hindi miracles ni Lord at saka signs and wonders. Hindi tayo sentro doon. Even though Jesus was helping the poor and was socially responsible, it was not the foundation of our faith. Bakit? Kasi ang taong walang Lord, pwedeng tumulong, pwedeng magpagaling, pagdoktor, pwedeng tumulong sa mahira, pwedeng pumuntang prison, and he could do whatever it is. But what separates Christianity is that our Lord died and he resurrected. It's a different kind of power. Christianity's message is based, its foundation is on the resurrection of the Lord. Kaya kung ito na question, at kaya kung ito hindi ka naniwala, wala na. Walang solusyon ang problema mo. Because you're proclaiming that Jesus is dead. And he says, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. You cannot overcome sin if there's no resurrection of the dead. Who will help you? Nobody. Then all of us are the same. We all have the same problems and there's no solution to it. Now, ano ba ibig sabihin ng resurrection? What is the resurrection? Ang resurrection may three parts. Resurrection number one is buhay ka. Sino dito buhay? Taas ang kamay? Mga buhay? Alright. Dami pa rin patay dito. No? Okay. Okay. Pag buhay ka, kailangan mong mamatay. Okay? Pag namatay ka, tapos nabuhay ka ulit, tawag doon, multo ka. Hindi. Hindi yan yung buhay ako, tapos nagsimimi ako, nalunod ako, ni resuscitation ako, nabuhay ako, hindi ka resurrected noon. Resuscitated ka lang. Okay? So that's not resurrection, ha? Hindi yan yung namatay ka, buhay ka, namatay ka, tapos nakita mo yung langit, bumalik ka, tapos nagsulat ka ng libro, Heaven is for Real ang title, okay? Hindi ganon. Hindi ko rin alam kung biblically based yung libro. Alright? So, I cannot recommend it also. No? But what I'm saying is, hindi ganon. Ang resurrection is, buhay ka, tumanda ka, nabangga ka, nasira mukha mo, natanggal ang claws ni Wolverine or whatever, okay? Namatay ka, and then nabuhay ka ulit, pero ang katawan mo iba na. Like new, glorified, resurrected bodies according to Scripture. Kaya si Jesus nung namatay, buhay, di ba? Namatay. Nung nabuhay ulit, ang unang entrance niya sa mga disciples, dahil nakakulong yung mga disciples eh. Ayaw magpapasok ng tao. Alam mo saan siya pumasok? Dumaan sa pader. Dumiretso na hindi nasira yung pader. Parang, greetings. Oh, parang gulat yung mga disciples eh. He can walk through walls. Why? He was in a state of perfection. Pero may butas. Di ba? Pinakita niya kay Thomas. Tingin mo, may butas. Di ba? Why is that? You can actually, a resurrected body, you can identify even though it is in a state of perfection. So, ang resurrected bodies, yan, marami nagpipray niyan, lalo ng mga Christians. Lalo ng mga hirap mag-diet, Nagpe-pray yan, Lord, sana resurrected body na. Di ba? Ibig sabihin, hindi mo na kailangan mag-exercise, may six-pack ka na. Kaya mo nang lumipad, walk through walls, di ba? Fire, aduken, lahat, kaya mong gawin, no? You have a resurrected, I don't know what we can do, but imagine. Di ba? Imagine the imagination of the people who've created superheroes that is actually broken according to Scripture because resurrected bodies can do even more. So ganun daw, no pain, no suffering, okay? No tears in heaven. That's a resurrected body. All right? And so, yan ang resurrection. From living to non-living to living like new and in a resurrected, glorified body. Actually, sa Old Testament, prinaphesy na mangyari to, na mare-resurrect si Lord with a glorified body. In Isaiah 53:10, it says, it was the will of the Lord to crush him. That was last week, the crucifixion. He has put him to grief when his soul makes an offering for guilt. When he was crucified, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. Mabubuhay daw ulit si Jesus. Maproprolong daw yung araw niya. He died as an offering, but his days will be prolonged. Sa Mark 9, verse 30 to 31, kausap niya yung mga disciples. Sabi niya sa mga disciples, verse 31, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and when he is killed, after 3 days, he will rise. Now, you read something like this, and we're so familiar with the story of Jesus. Tama ba? Minsan parang binabasa, oh, alam ko na yan. Kaya nga, pag nanonood ka ng Son of God, parang, okay, kailan siya mamamatay? Alam mo na eh. Alam na natin. Pero isipin mo, pag nandun ka sa chinyelas ng mga disciples at the time, lakad kami ni Joash. Kunyari ako si Jesus. Chinese, no? Joash, ah. Okay na. No? Joash, okay, which means, Ni Jesus na. Okay. Joash, di ba? Sabihin ko, di ba? Kunyari ako si Jesus. Si Joash, di ba? Never naka-experience ng resurrection tao dati. Joash, papunta na tayo sa Jerusalem. Alam mo naman ang mangyari sa Jerusalem. Jesus, ano? Papatay nila ako. Illegally, detain nila ako. Papatay nila ako. Tapos, mamamatay ako 3 days. Tapos, mabubuhay ako. Ano na sa isip ni Joash? Sasama pa ba yan? Kasi, kulto na to. Malitong pinasukan ko, di ba? Totoo. Bakit? Ano sabi ni Peter, di ba? Peter, Jesus, I will not deny you. Ano sabi Jesus? You will deny me 3 times. When the rooster crows, you'll deny me 3 times. Why? Nung nasa heat na ng intense temptation to deny Jesus. Bakit? Naku, mamamatay na ang founder natin. Talo na eh. Wala na. Kasi, uy, disipulo ka ni Jesus. Sino yun? Jesus. Spell. Hindi niya alam. 3 times dininay niya. Bakit? Hindi niya lubos maisip eh. Mabubuhay ito ulit. Di ba? Siguro, symbolic lang yon or nagsa-psychology si Jesus. Di ba? Baka gano'n yun na sa isipin mo, no? Pag tayo yung mga disciples. Kaya ako, hindi ako masyado, no? Yung iba sa atin, grabe mag-condemn kay Thomas. Grabe, doubting Thomas ka. Pag ikaw kaya yon, di ba? Boy ako, mamamatay ako. In 3 days, babalik ako. Lord, eh. Di ba? Ang dami natin pwede maging reaction. Ang hirap noon for them. And not only that, there was political heat and tension happening at the time. They just crucified the most loved man 5 days ago became the most hated man after 5 days. So imagine what it's like to be a disciple of Christ. I-deny ko na lang, kundi mamamatay din ako. Di ba? They were fearing for their lives. They locked themselves in a house and they don't want to go out. And rumors had it that the disciples were the one who stole the body of Jesus. Grabe yung fear. That's why in our faith in Christ and in the resurrection, we need to have faith in His Word. Kahit gaano kahirap yan. Kahit hindi natin ma-imagine na, kaya ba yun? Parang imposible yun. Yung patay, yung buhay na matay, na mabubuhay ulit, tapos iba pa yung katawan, better pa than brand new. It's impossible. Kaya nga Matthew 28, balik natin. Sabi nung angel, no, go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I've told you. Inulit lang nung angel. Ano ba sabi ni Jesus sa inyo, di ba nung buhay siya? Mabubuhay nga siya after 3 days. Saan kayo makikita? Specific. Sa Galilee. Creepy, di ba? Nung buhay pa si Jesus, mamamatay ako, mabubuhay ako, kita tayo sa Galilee. Parang kung modern day yan, kita tayo sa Balete. Nakaputi ako. You won't even go there. Di ba? If you'll go there, you'll bring everyone with you. Kung totoo nga ba ito, hindi. That's what's happening here. But the angel said, see, I have told you. It means trust. Trust in His word. When He says it will happen, even though it seems impossible. Learn how to trust. Trust is a word that's so easily spoken, but it's so hard to actually do, to trust someone. Actually, mas mabilis mag-obey kaysa mag-trust. Tama ba? Kasi pag-obey, gagawin ko lang ito, sabi niya eh. But to trust is to trust the man. To trust Jesus, to obey is to obey commands. Tayo, naturally, magaling tayo mag-obey. O sabi ko, ubo ka lang ha. Oh, Lord, anong susunod? Tayo! Okay. Minsan ganun, no? Oh, bigay ka pa. Pero to trust. Yeah. We obey, we give our tithes. Bakit sabi? Pero yung 90% ng pera, hirap ka. Why? Because there's doubt in the man who said it. Jesus said, to trust. See, I've told you. Pag mahirap na, hirap mag-trust eh. Yeah. Imagine, no? Kunyari, si Larry. Sabi sa akin ni Larry, yeah. Dennis, magpapapayat na talaga ako. Now, I trust you can do that. Am I right? Oh, kaya mo yan. Di ba? Ang dami ko na nakita na mas malalaki pa sa'yo. Payat na ngayon. It's possible. It's so easy to trust on those areas. Am I right? Why? Even people who don't have faith in Christ, pumayat. Sabi ni Joash, faith ko, mag-aasawa na ako. Di ba? I trust. Yeah. Yeah, I trust. Why? Mga babae, nabubulag din yan. Di ba? Hindi. Pag nakakita nga kayo ng ganun, pati misis ko nakita nyo, resurrection yan. Yan yung implication ng resurrection. Jesus is alive. Di ba? Di ba? Things like this. People say, Pastor Tito was believing God for a house. Ah, you can trust God for that. God can do miracles. But for someone to say, I'll die and I'll come alive again. Oh, di ba? Parang kalokohan na yan. Ano ka? David Blaine or something? Camera trick lang yan. It would be hard to even do that and trust that God can do it. Alright? Sabi sa 1 Corinthians 15, then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are all of all people most to be pitied. Kung di tayo naniwala sa resurrection, nakakaawa, no? There's this missionary couple, si Don at saka si Bill. Americans went to Palawan as missionaries. On their first week in Palawan, there was a knock on the door. It's the MNLF rebels. Sabi sa kanila, we're coming to Palawan. You gotta get out of here. If you continue doing what you're doing, we'll kill you. So sila, after 1 week, diba, Lord, pinadala mo ba kami dito just to kill us? So they emailed the organization that sent them, the States, and the pastor, their pastor said this to Donna and Bill, and it actually ministered to me when I read their story. The pastor said, do not doubt in the dark what God has shown you in the light. You see, the resurrection it's clear. Yeah. Sabi ni Lord, kung ako kaya ko magbuhay ng patay, ano pa ba yung mga pinagdadaanan natin? Hindi nyo ba kayang mag-pray sa akin and trust me for this? Yeah. Ano bang mas mahirap? Yeah. Healing of cancer, of incurable diseases, o yung patay na buhay? Ano ba mas mahirap? You've got to learn how to trust me. Yeah. Restoration ng relationship sa pamilya, ano ba mas mahirap? Magbago tatay mo, o yung asawa mo, o yung anak mo, or magbuhay ng patay. Alam naman natin na mas mahirap. So parang sinasabi ni Lord, you've got to learn how to trust me. And that's the implication of the resurrection. May hope. Walang hopeless case kay Lord because of the resurrection. Every year, we are given that reminder of that empty tomb and saying that, again, di naman kailangan bukas yung empty tomb, no? Nakita nyo, di ba, yung stone rolled away. Pwede naman dumaan lang si Lord doon sa butas nun eh. Di ba? But no, it was a symbol again. It did not need to be rolled away, but it was a picture to remind us to trust Christ. See, I have told you. The next key word is the word trust. Hope. Kailangan may hope tayo. We need to have hope. That's the message of the resurrection. There is hope. Again, there's no hopeless case. What does that mean? We have the power to overcome sin. Dahil sa resurrection, kaya natin labanan ang kasalanan. Dahil nabuhay si Lord eh. Ibig sabihin, may lalaban for us. We can overcome whatever sin it is in our lives. I don't know what sin you have in your life. If it's pride, it's lust, it's bitterness, it's unforgiveness, fear, laziness, you can overcome any addiction. Why? Because of the resurrection. We have the power to overcome sin. Alam mo, sin is mess up the world. In fact, ang tao, galit yan sa effect ng kasalanan. Now, hindi lahat ng tao galit sa kasalanan, pero lahat tayo galit sa effect ng kasalanan. Kaya ang dami nagre-research about sickness. Bakit? Sin brought about sickness. And so now, there's medical breakthroughs and we're trying to solve the problem of sickness. Maraming tao galit pag may na-sexually abuse, physically abuse. So ano nangyari? Nagtatayuan ng mga foundation saka mga organization to help women and battered women and battered kids and whatever to help solve the problem. Maraming tao galit sa corruption sa government. Anong gagawin? Tatayo tayo ng mga watchdog, di ba? Para bantayan yung mga corrupt. We would try to do everything. Why? Because the effect of sin talagang kumakalat. But here's the problem. Kahit anong gawin natin, masasabi mo bang may isang araw, wala nang mahirap? Wala nang ma-abuse? Wala nang corrupt? Wala, no? Humanly, it's impossible. That's why the resurrection brings hope. Why? Because one day, there will be a new heaven and a new earth. When Jesus rose from the grave, He overcame the power of sin and its effect. Sabi nga kay Lord, walang sakit. Sa heaven, walang cancer. Sa heaven, walang mahirap. Sa heaven, walang mayaman. Lahat, pantay-pantay. Walang suffering. Glorified nga, bodies natin glorified, we'll be worshiping God. Parang walang problema sa langit. In short, there would come a day wherein we would resurrect with Christ. You know, I've been through many hospital visitations. I preach in many funeral services. I know one day I'll be the one lying there. But there's hope. Ibig sabihin, yung buhay natin dito, hindi na to yung ending. It's just the beginning of eternity. Kaya ang Christian, iba siya mag-isip kasi eternal siya mag-isip. Eternal ang perspective niya. Alam niya, dito sa mundo, very temporal. Kaya pag tayo, lahat binubuhos natin sa mundo, anong nangyari? Parang di resurrected si Lord, di ba? Ang taong centered lahat sa mundo, lahat ng efforts niya na sa mundo, parang iniisip niya, hindi buhay si Lord. Kasi ang taong naintindihan ng resurrection, you know there's life after this one. There's life after death here on earth. And so your priorities would actually start to change. How you handle relationships would start to change. Why? Because you know there's an afterlife. You know there is a resurrection. Our hope is found in Christ, not in the world. The world is broken. Kahit anong gawin natin, it is broken. We'll be angry, bitter, and disappointed, and frustrated unless we know Jesus. Yeah. Kaya ngayon, isa pa rin yung sigaw sa rekto ng mga nagrarally. It's still the same. Why? The world is broken. With more medical breakthroughs, it's still the same sickness that has no solution. Why? Unless we find Christ, the ultimate solution will not be there. Not only do we have the power to overcome sin, we have the power to overcome death. Sabi sa 1 Corinthians 15, apart from Christ, death is our enemy. Wala namang gusto mamatay, di ba? You don't want to die. But some people, they fear death. Ayaw na, ayaw na. Takot na takot silang mamatay. Dati, takot na takot ako mamatay. Pero nung nakilala ko si Lord, okay lang, mamatay. Now, hindi ko sinabi, gusto kong mamatay. Yeah. Meron akong magandang asawa, may tatlo akong anak. Gusto ko pa makita yung ano, yung anak ko, ano? Hindi, at saka yung mga apo ko, next time in the future. Dream mo yan eh. Di ba? Pero whether we like it or not, one day we'll all die. Yeah. Ang tanong, di ba, sabi nga sa Bible, death, where is your sting? Pag may resurrection, di ka takot mamatay. Bakit? May hope. One day, magbabago to, temporal. Lahat ng dating nakaganon, bumababa, law of gravity, kahit anong botox mo, bababa din yan. Di ba? O kung nakabotox, di ba, wala ka ng expression. Lungkot naman nun, walang emotions ang buhay. Masaya ka. Lungkot ka, di ba? Do not defy the law of gravity. Why? Di ba? May resurrection. Libre pa yon. Di ba? Free gift of eternal life yun. Kaysa injection tayo na injection. Right? Ibig sabihin, there's hope. It's okay if I'll die. God will take care of my family. It's okay. It's really okay. I do not fear death. That's why I can do things for the kingdom of God. Because I do not fear death. Pray ko lang naman, Lord, sana pag kinuha mo ako, huwag naman yung ang pangit, no? Yung parang may truck. Kahit yung nakahiga ako, tapos wala na. No? Parang ganun lang. No? Pero there's resurrection. Eh. No matter what, hindi mo alam talaga. No? It's hard. Pero nga, ito, almost every time, when we would visit a leader from church on his or her deathbed, there's always that peace. You go out there, you're the one crying, not them. It's like, I want to have that. Pag namatay ako, dapat ganun. Yung pagkukunin ako ni Lord. Kung sinabi ng doktor, tatlong araw na lang yan, nakasmile pa. Tatlong araw na lang. Di ba? Paul was saying, to live is Christ, to die is gain. It means, okay lang Lord, kunin mo na ako. I would want to be with you. Right? Okay. Pero Lord, wag ngayon. Wag ako. Okay. Parang sa mga anak natin, no, paano mo explain yung resurrection? Parang in-explain ko na lang na resurrection is like, Aliana Mika, what's your favorite place in the world? Disneyland. Does it make you cry, make you happy? Yeah. Yeah, resurrection is like that. It's like Disneyland. Right? You're going there. It's a better place where we'll be with God. You'll worship with Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse. Yeah. There'll be hot dog everywhere. Right? Hirap explain, no? Resurrection. Pero parang ganon. It's just like, it's something we, the best way I could explain the resurrection is, who among you you've seen, ano bang isa sa mga pinakamagandang seven wonders of the world or na Niagara Falls? Nakita niyo na ba yun? Sa Google? Okay. Pag Google mo pa lang, naiyak ka na, di ba? Oh, ang ganda! Di ba? Wala ka pa doon, di ka pa nababasa. Di ba? The Bible says, that's broken. It's not even perfect. Why? Everything in the world is broken. In Christ, through the power of His resurrection, all things are made new. Everything is broken. We're not flawless. We're flawed. Your body's broken. Your attitude's broken. The government's broken. The church is broken. Nothing's perfect. In fact, you live with me, you'll see how broken I am. But one day, we'll all resurrect. And that gives us hope. Trust, hope. When it comes to the resurrection, trust in the power of the resurrection. And it gives us hope that even in the midst of the hardest times in our life, I can hope because there's something in store for me in the future. Jesus' resurrection is proof that God is about redeeming, healing, and making all things new. Alam mo, sobrang powerful nitong resurrection. We'll counsel someone who's sexually abused. What can you say? Move on? You can't say that. You can't go and talk to a battered woman and say, let's move on. Let it go. You can't say that. What do you say to someone whose loved one departed? What do you do? The resurrection gives us something to hold on to. God will make all things new. That's the central message of our faith in Christianity. Yung nangyari sa'yo in the past, it cannot hold you back. Why? Jesus overcame that in the resurrection. He overcame the effect of sin and the power of death so that you can live a new life in Christ. Let me end with this in Luke 24, verse 5. Ito yung version kung saan sila Mary pumunta sa tomb. Tapos ito yung sabi ng angels, no, according to Luke. Okay. Parang ayaw ng angel. Ha? Ayan, okay. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? I believe this is a good question to end our message for today. Sabi ng mga angel, ba't ka naghahanap ng buhay sa patay? Why do you look for life among dead things? Why do you look for the living Christ among dead things? I hope we stop replacing Jesus with the things of this world and look to Christ as our only source of life and hope, to trust in Christ alone to help us overcome whatever it is that we're facing. The resurrection gives us hope. The resurrection gives us life. It gives us a reason to celebrate. Can we just all bow down our heads and pray? We'll be partaking also of the communion. But let me just pray first as we end. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you because Easter reminds us of the power of the resurrection. That the resurrection is not just an event 2,000 years ago. It is an event that transforms lives, that brings hope, that increases our faith to believe God for greater things, to believe God for miracles, to believe God for a person whom the world has labeled as hopeless case. There is hope in Christ. Father, I thank you, Lord, that even in the midst, Lord, ng mga disciples, Lord, when they heard about this and their faith was tested, Lord, today, after 2,000 years, we can actually boldly proclaim, yes, Jesus is alive. We might not face the same tension as the disciples face, pero araw-araw, Lord, we are given a decision whether to live our lives as if Christ is alive or as if Christ is dead. I do pray, Lord, that our faith and our Christianity would reflect that Jesus is alive, that the tomb is empty, and we can trust and rely and have audacious faith because Jesus is alive. Lord, we thank you also because of your death and resurrection. We are given new life, given new mercies, new grace, forgiveness of sin, and a new power to live up our lives. Can I ask the ushers right now to just distribute the communion elements? And as the ushers are distributing it, I want you to just personally pray before the Lord. Salamat tayo kay Lord. I want you to thank God just for His goodness. Declare His goodness and say, Jesus, thank you, you're alive. Thank you, there's hope. Thank you that I'm not fighting alone. Lord, I thank you there's hope in my marriage. Lord, I thank you there's hope for my church, for my family, for my kids, for my business. Lord, for my sinful habits that I have a hard time breaking, there is hope. There is hope. Lord, I trust in you. Lord, I tap into the resurrection power of Jesus. The same power that raised Jesus from the grave is the same power that God has given us to overcome the trials and temptations of this life. Just pray right now. I want you just to thank God right now. As you receive the elements, I want you to start praying. I want you to thank the Lord for His goodness. Thank you, Jesus.
By His stripes, we are healed. By His nail pierced. free. By His blood we're washed clean. Now we have the victory. The power of sin is broken. Jesus overcame it all. He has won our freedom. Jesus has won it all.
Stand up right now. Let's just pray right now. Father, we thank you. Lord, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Lord, because Jesus is alive, my faith is made alive. Lord, that I'm not worshiping a dead God, I'm worshiping a God who is alive. Lord, I'm worshiping a God who can do signs and wonders and miracles. Lord, I thank you that there's no hopeless case in you. Lord, even as we partake of the communion, it reminds us of what you did on the cross, how you died, was buried, and resurrected on the third day. Lord, that what we do, Lord, is worthy to be celebrated because of what you have done on the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us, for dying for us, and for resurrecting and giving us new life and new hope in you. Let's partake of the bread. Lord, we thank you for the blood that was shed on the cross so that there will be forgiveness of sin. And I thank you that the blood of Jesus does not just forgive sin, it gives us the power to overcome sin and its effect. Lord, I pray, God, for each and everyone here today, Lord, even as we partake of the communion. Lord, may we be reminded, that through the power of the resurrection, no sin is big enough that we cannot overcome in Christ. Lord, thank you. We are made overcomers through faith in Christ alone. Lord, maraming salamat that we can rely on you, on your strength, so that we can overcome any sin and any accusation that is brought about by the enemy over our lives. Thank you, Lord, that as we partake of the cup, we are reminded we are redeemed and forgiven. Let's partake of the cup.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.